T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James Breezy and Brennan Orange Zone Summers joining us
today
on the show from News 10 NBC. Brennan, how are you?
Let's go Orange!
I don't want that. No. You only say let's go Orange when we're talking about like Syracuse football, which has been awful, or basketball.
Yeah. I guess at this point, everything that's orange is now awful, right?
I think we're all like trying to find the best images on our phones. We're all trying to see what streets are covered when we got the news yesterday. So yeah, a lot of news to talk about with the Orange Zone, which we were told it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we found out, and I think sooner than maybe some of us thought. I mean, I wasn't sure that was going to happen on yesterday after the Cuomo just talked about it and warned about it Sunday. But here we are. We have a big part of the region going orange coming up tomorrow officially.
It's amazing that we both knew it was coming, yet are also still so confused by it at the same time.
Very, very, very shocked, to be honest. And I'm not trying to sound drama, but there's a lot of unanswered questions and like a lot of logistical things that don't make sense that I want to get to today during our briefing.
Yeah, so let's start off by breaking down what it means for the parts of Rochester, parts of Irondequoit, Brighton, that are in the now orange zone.
Yes, so if you go to WATC.com and you look at the map, or you've seen it, so we still have just about all of Monroe County covered in yellow, and then when you get to the heart of it, just about all of the city of Rochester, apart from Charlotte, and you've got parts of Gates and Brighton and Irondequoit also covered in this, closest to the city. So those are orange zones. So we got the heads up yesterday. The rules will come in tomorrow. And what this means is that if you have a favorite barber in the city or you want to go to your favorite salon in that section of Brighton, you need to try to see if they're still open today and they didn't go ahead and close, because come tomorrow, those non-essential high-risk businesses will be closed for some time, and the best time frame that we're getting, I see, is at least 2 weeks or so of what we're looking at. Restaurants in those zones, in the orange zone, so like Rochester, when you think of places like Park Ave and popular areas, you're dealing with outdoor dining only, small tables, and then takeout and carryout. Schools are also covered. We can talk about that in a second, but for businesses, this is just, it's a hit. And getting ready for this, especially we looked at the map, and you know it stretches south to about 390, and we interviewed a business, two of them on Mount Hope, that are split between the interstate. One will have new rules come tomorrow. You drive a mile south, the other one is still technically in the yellow, so it's going to be business as it's been, and it's kind of, people are wondering, how'd you pick and choose? What are the exact zip codes, which is what we're trying to find out? And, like, where's the exact dividing line?
And what good is this going to do? I mean, you made the point yesterday, Breeze, about it's not stopping anyone who lives in an orange zone to just driving to a yellow zone and just doing what they've been doing the whole time.
Yeah, it's, say if you've got a group of friends and you like to go out and go eat at, you know, on Mount Hope Avenue in the South Wedge, or you like hanging out in Park Ave, and that's where you go. And you're like, you know what, this weekend, we're going to go to Henrietta or Webster. So, like, you brought up the point, what's the difference if you're just kind of moving the crowds around? And this is just trying to cut back on it in quote-unquote more hotter areas when it comes to the COVID cluster zones. But when you get down to it and you get like at the real ground level going a couple of blocks just down the road, and that's what people don't like being singled out. Others are worried, how much longer am I going to stay out of the orange zone requirements? And one business owner we talked to who's still in Henrietta or in that yellow area says he doesn't have to lay off 90% of employees if they have to go to those stricter rules.
Yeah.
So my fear of this whole thing is all these hot micro clusters is what we're calling them. You know, the city of Rochester, parts of Irondequoit, Gates, all the places that we just named and talked about. Okay, well, they're just going to go, you know, spread it in Spencerport. And then Spencer, like, it's just moving everything around because there's not, it's not like it was back in the spring of, oh, we're shutting everything down. Everything's going to stay. Everyone's going to stay inside. We're going to slow the spread. It's like, no, we're just going to slow the spread in that area. And then it's just going to go to a different area.
We'll see and hope that that doesn't happen. And maybe this works and kind of levels out. And people have brought up the whole, not just barbershops and salons, but gyms as well. I mean, we'd heard for weeks from, you know, the county executive and Dr. Mike Mendoza from Monroe County saying that that wasn't their worry here.
Yep.
But then on like almost like the same day, the same week, you hear from Governor Cuomo that that's what they're looking at and where his tracers have pinpointed issues to. And, you know, he points to national agencies that have said that. And it's, some of these salon owners are like, listen, we haven't had one contact tracer reach out to us. And one gym owner said the same thing. But they had hoped to at least kind of get like a diet version, like maybe give us just more limited hours or capacity and still let us to keep going for a bit, but that hasn't happened.
Yeah, and it's really frustrating too, because I've seen a lot of people comment about how it doesn't seem like the state is really listening to what people here locally are advising, like you just mentioned. Like, that hasn't really been a problem here. And the difference between March and now is back in March, we didn't really know anything. I mean, now it's been long enough where we still don't know a ton, but we know a whole lot more than we did in regards of how this transmits and the places that it's transmitting at. So it just seems kind of silly to not pay attention to what people locally are saying to the state of, no, here, at least in our region, that's not really the issue. Mm-hmm.
We've gotten some recent, I think one of the most recent exposure warnings we got from the county health department was Merchants Woodfire Pizza and Bistro that was, you know, here in the city, something like that. And then we've also heard from like churches too. So maybe the restaurants and bars, we knew that 20s and 30s, that age group was a big problem recently in some of the most cases. So if that's what they're trying to limit on. But yeah, you go to a get your haircut and you see everyone wearing these masks and or the face shields, they're spacing everything out, and they just feel like that's not the issue. And I don't know if it's just the monumental task of running this on Cuomo's part for his team of all of New York, and you can't give, you know, Syracuse one set of tweaked rules and Rochester another set of tweaked rules.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's, I mean, Syracuse is another city, by the way, that's kind of in the same situation we are, getting named yesterday going to orange. So now you go down the throughway of Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse that they're focused on.
All right. Brendan Summers, who needs to NBC on this right now. Brendan, let's hash out a whole other set of issues and problems and contradictions and confusion. What the orange zone means for schools that fall into the designated areas.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. So what the state did is they're giving them, they looked at the schedule. Obviously, we're heading into break, Thanksgiving for kids in schools. And I think they looked at that and they said, let's give them till an extra day to get into the orange zone for Thanksgiving break. So they'll have a little bit extra time. Those in the orange zones will have to close at least for 4 days. Now, the way they figure that is first 2 days, don't have anyone there. You've eliminated the transmission from whatever was inside a building.
Which is fine because that's Thanksgiving and the day after.
Right, right. And then you have the weekend as well. That's another 2 days to do a deep cleaning, and you also have 4 days built in there to give teacher, staff, students to get a COVID test. And so anyone that's part of the requirements, they'll have to have one before they can come back. Now, they want to keep the schools open. We've heard that from Governor Cuomo, who has mentioned specifically K through 8 is his age group that he's focused on. Locally, you know, Mendoza and them said they had a special with us last night on our airways that they do want to keep the kids at school because they think it's the safest place. And we've seen that with the tests. And so they're going to work to get more rapid tests out and around because all of a sudden we've got more different pools that'll have to be tested. And I think they've got to go through about a month before they can retest the same person from what I was seeing. So Again, parents can opt out of this, but this is, if you do that, your kid's going to learn remote next week. If these schools in the orange zones, which we expect them to keep going to some capacity, they'll bring certain people back once they can get cleared by the health department and get a test.
So are the people organizing? Are the schools organizing this testing? Or are the faculty and the staff and all of the students kind of on their own and they have to get it done themselves independently?
So from what we've heard, and I heard a little bit about this from county health officials yesterday, is that they're working to team up with districts like they have been doing. You know, the federal government gave New York like a million of these rapid tests, and then it was up to the governors to decide who they give them to. And schools was a priority for the Cuomo's team. And that's where we got the initial ones that we've been using the past couple of weeks. So they're going to try to get some more of those out and around. But they're just saying, try to find a test. We're going to try to help you as well. But get tested sometime heading into next Monday.
Yeah, it just, we've talked about it on the show a little bit of now with the rush for the holidays, how it's harder than ever before to get tested. Brennan, you were talking about it yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me like a bit of a pipe dream to think they're going to be able to do all of this before Monday so that kids don't miss out on school.
Especially if they're doing it on their own. Now, schools do have, I mean, they got thousands of tests before that they could use in the first round of testing. And some of them, we mentioned a couple of local schools, they met certain rates, so they didn't have to keep using them. And that's, they're going to be working with the Monroe County Health Department to get all those out and to make sure, because like the health department doesn't want more kids and young people like at home and out in the community, because that leads to another issue of people and the spread. They would prefer, everyone would, to have the kids in school, because again, we think it's the safest place for them because the rates have been slim to none when it comes to the positive tests coming back.
Well, I don't know even if we should say that we think. I think at this point, we now kind of know, right?
That's been proven on the results. Like,
the testing.
Way lower. It's way lower than the rate that we're dealing with that has gotten us to the orange zone point for a big chunk of this community.
Which I think that's where a lot of the frustration comes from. We know this isn't because of the schools. Once again, why are the schools the ones that are shouldering the pain for it?
Well, and people have said, what are the tests doing at schools? Why don't you put them at every restaurant and have someone take it, wait 15 minutes so they can go inside, things like that. And that's a whole larger issue to get into. But this is the testing in schools was part of the directive from Cuomo, and that's what they've stuck to.
Brennan, has any area in New York State, not here locally, but maybe downstate in New York City, gotten into red yet?
I'd have to double check that. Maybe part of down around Brooklyn. I know that they've at least been in the orange for some time, and some of them are moving out of that. But I have to go back and look, because they've been using the zones longer than we have because we weren't at that point.
Right.
But there are some other areas, you know, Staten Island, Long Island, that they're all looking at in terms of, again, those are the strictest restrictions. So think about phase one when it was only essential businesses, restaurants. There was no dining period. It was all takeout orders. That's where we would get if we keep trending and getting worse. But we would have to keep seeing a spike going up.
Do you know how long that's been? How much longer they've been using those zones, like, before us? Because I'm trying to get a gauge on how long we're going to be in orange zone.
Yeah.
So I think they look at it as you go kind of like a two-week time frame of whenever you would come back out of it. And that kind of falls in line with
the quarantine.
Halloween. So they wanted to look for 2 weeks. We're going to look at Thanksgiving and say what's going to be 2 weeks from then. And I think that that's what they're going to be judging it on. When it comes to other places having issues designating it, once we had the issues kind of spiking. So maybe over the past month and a half that I can remember seeing updates that the downstate region in New York City has had these different zones.
Yeah, but for us here, though, you know, mentioned it before, as you just said, couldn't be a worse time, really, because we got to expect there's going to be that spike after Thanksgiving, and that's going to keep us in orange and maybe even worse moving forward.
Yeah, and whenever they're looking at the zones, like, they're not just using, you know, the rate for the Finger Lakes of the whole Monroe County. Like, they get target-specific with what they're looking at, and they have thresholds of, like, you know, hovering between 3% and 4% or 4% and 5% on the positivity rate coming back from tests. And we'll just have to keep seeing how it holds going forward. But again, we saw a couple hundred more cases again yesterday, and we've just got to remember this as we go forward to keep the orange zone from moving. And the state did put up a website that people can go to where you can put in your address, and it tells you directly, like, you're yellow or you're orange or you're in the clear.
Got it.
And so if anyone has any answers besides trying to look at zip codes on the map, that's it.
Right. Okay. Brendan Summers, who needs to NBC, on with us now. Speaking of Thanksgiving, Governor Cuomo not happy with several law enforcement officers, including some here in the Finger Lakes region. Several sheriffs have gone on record saying they will not enforce the order over Thanksgiving holiday of getting people in trouble who have more than 10.
This is not just a back and forth, but it is like very pointed and heated. So this has gone on for about a week or so since Governor Cuomo put out, you know, the mandate saying, listen, no more than 10 people at your home. We want to crack down on everything for Thanksgiving to stop the spread. And he said, you know, he doesn't want sheriffs or deputies to go around door to door looking through windows. And that kind of led to the Cuomo pictures popping up on windows. People may have had light of that. But the sheriffs have said, listen, it's not their priority. And they all jointly kind of signed this notice saying, we're not going to go around and fight people for this. Now, we want people to follow the rules and stuff, but it's just not their focus. And the governor said any law enforcement group or sheriff who's not doing that is a dictator.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that was he said you don't have the right to pick laws that you think you'll enforce and don't enforce laws that you don't agree with. He said, that's not a law enforcement officer. Pause. That's a dictator. So that was... And last week it said if they're not enforcing that, they shouldn't have their job. So this has been a very bluntly back and forth going on between police chiefs, sheriffs, deputies, officers, and governor.
Yeah, reading now that yesterday the New York State Sheriff's Association released a statement saying that the governor's mandate is, quote, an impossible task, also citing that it's ironic that Cuomo would call a sheriff a dictator. This is, this is getting spicy.
I know. And again, the governor wants you to be safe and just follow the rules. And again, he wants the enforcement part of it.
Yeah.
The sheriffs and deputies are saying, listen, we don't want to have a part in that. We're going to focus on our other duties, but people still try to do the right thing.
Oh, dear God.
It's all really unraveling quickly, isn't it? Oh, boy.
It just takes the fun out of holidays. You know what
I
mean?
Well, and what I was reading that came up yesterday that got some talk is that the governor talked about some of his Thanksgiving plans and about, I think it was two of his daughters who don't live with him and maybe his mother coming over for Thanksgiving, and that led to a lot of backlash immediately, as you might expect.
He tweeted yesterday. I actually saw this one pop up in my timeline saying that his daughter would not be coming home for Thanksgiving and how that was the greatest gift she could give or something.
Well, that was the one. I think she lives in Chicago or something. So he's got a couple. Yeah, and he was talking about maybe having a small family Thanksgiving this year, and that was quickly reversed, I guess is the word, from his team saying he's going to be working through the holiday. So I think we're settled now.
I am so confused.
Definitely settled. It's a confusing time, Breeze. It's a confusing
time. It really, really is. I mean, the Orange Zone has been taking up most of our time here with our briefing. But let's talk about some other things that are going on and maybe a little bit of a relocate. Okay, so first of all, we want to talk about the hospitals because I talked about in the feed a couple hours ago of how ventilators are not really the issue anymore of not having as many ventilators as we would need. The issue is not having people to run those ventilators if you were to find yourself in the ICU due to COVID.
Yeah, so there's been staffing shortages, specifically with nurses, and it's just like anyone having a get together or, you know, being around a crowd or someone exposed, is that you have people working in hospitals around patients with an extremely dangerous and highly infectious disease. They're going to get it, just like the general population. So they're having to try to fill the gaps of having enough people on hand to protect the people that end up in the hospital. And we're seeing, you know, getting not at capacity, but hospitals are filling up with some of these patients and they take more space because of the ventilators and the different precautions, and they're trying to avoid getting to a really bad spot like where we were earlier this year. There's Rochester Regional Health that's moving It's got a special COVID unit in Pinfield off Empire Boulevard at a place there for nursing home patients. And these are for people who have the virus. And so they'll be working there. And it's just trying to find space to accommodate everyone as we deal with more cases coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. It's scary stuff for sure.
It is. And they're the most vulnerable. And it's, we get, there were a couple more deaths out of Steuben County to the south yesterday at rehab and nursing home facilities there. And it's just, that's the heartbreaking story in all of this, really, with what we've seen in New York.
Definitely. Definitely, for sure. Brennan, we don't want to take up much more of your time, but is there anything else you want to leave us with before we
maybe a happy story, maybe a joke? I don't know. Something cute your daughter's done recently? Get anything, please. Anything.
No, you're good. Listen, it's, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. You'll still find ways to make it work. And I will say that I saw this headline come out of Pennsylvania yesterday, because we know Breezy's favorite holiday, non-holiday, is tomorrow, Thanksgiving Eve. They actually put a last call 5 p.m. for places selling booze there yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So that is, I was like, I wonder if they would do that here. I haven't heard that or anything, but Pennsylvania took that measure yesterday. They got a higher rate than us, but that was some news out of there. So your holiday is officially canceled in Pennsylvania, Breezy.
Oh, boy.
I know. I was texting some of my friends that live in Pennsylvania, and I was like, is this like the Prohibition? Like, are there going to be speakeasies? They're like, Breeze, it's literally like a night. Relax.
Yes.
Clearly, it's, they don't
think
it's a
holiday
either.
Day to do whatever they want. Right. Yeah.
All right. Brennan Summers, news at NBC. Always a pleasure. Well, normally a pleasure. I wish we were talking about more shenanigans and nonsense than all of this. But
listen,
here we are.
Go get your nails done. Go get your hair cut today. Support the local businesses before they got to close.
Yeah. Buy those gift cards too, by the way. I think that's...
Yes.
I'm getting my COVID test today.
There you go. Oh, yeah. For,
good.
For her safe Thanksgiving, the one that her mom signed her up for.
Mm-hmm. I have to check and see what time that's...
I'm telling her. Yeah.
It was at 8 this morning. You missed it.
Oh, come on. Start the show. She would never.
All right. Brennan Summers, the news at NBC. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
See ya. Bye.
All right. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.